Okay, this is the last one. This is case number 10,018, John Del Rossi, and this is in Bay City.
Wow. There we go.
This is 2 years old.
This was December 17th, 2007.
Wow.
This one we tabled for a survey, though.
Survey, but then there was a moratorium placed on Bay City.
Oh.
Right.
Right, we went down.
And it's been lifted now.
Yeah. Right, because they have, in fact, done the survey work.
Yes. And I have all that with in your packet, so.
Yeah, just so you know, this was, you know, this. It's not like we treated Sea Air differently. We've imposed that same requirement on other similar parks. Bay City, I think, was the next one to come into line and get their survey done. Mm-hmm. They're up to date.
This is the one that was underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're all underwater.
Yeah.
Those guys.
2 years later, they still are.
Although last weekend, everything was underwater.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
But this one here, it was originally only asked for the 35%, and you tabled it for a survey, but for some reason it was missed, even with his drawing back then, that he showed that he did not meet setbacks and it wasn't asked for on the application for some reason. And I can't answer that question because I wasn't sitting here. So the only thing it was advertised for was the 35%, the lot coverage. But he needs also a variance for his deck in the rear and the shed on the side.
Hmm.
But it was not asked for. And it
so
was
you're, sure, it, you're sure about the advertising? Because it did show up in the application, it looks like. 2.6 variance from 5-foot rear yard for a deck?
Actually, Bud wrote that at the hearing. That they needed that.
At the counter.
At the meeting.
That's what it didn't get advertised for anything
correct.
More than the coverage.
Here's the original.
But going through everything, it showed. He showed that in the application, who accepted the application did not ask for that also. They just asked for what.
And that was never re-advertised.
It was never re-advertised because you asked for a survey.
Right.
So we do have a new survey, and in fact, he does need a variance.
Well, good.
Also, so he would have to come back because it was not advertised for. But I don't know if you want to waive that fee or make him start all over.
Yep. Well, I'd make a motion that we table case number 10,018 until the application is heard for the necessary variances.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
So table so he can apply for the other.
I guess it wouldn't do any good to give him the variance for the coverage because he can't put it in there anyways.
So be my motion.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we'll table case number 10,018 to be able to find out the necessary variances.
It's probably sold it by now.
That are needed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
So now we only have three cases open?
Yep.
Four. Four cases.
Okay, that takes care of that. I guess the only thing left would be the meeting schedule for 2010.
Well, I have to, you have to let me know if you want to accept the new schedule. Luis needs to know that.
Okay, need to know it to tonight.
So she can advertise.
Sure, okay.
Do you need a copy again, or you have that? She did.
I got it.
Okay.
Anybody see any? Anything that they're going to need to change or come up before she does?
I don't think we bumped them the second and fourth like we did 1 year, did we?
I'm sorry?
That was crazy. I think everything that got bumped was just the following week. Because 1 year we had them bumped to the second and fourth when the holiday hit.
Yeah, they didn't work out.
I showed up for all kinds of meetings that weren't here.
I think it did. Unless it's... Might need to change it far enough ahead. They got somewhere something came up though.
Right.
But yeah, we had double time. I don't see any changes or anything. It's fine with me.
Motion to approve the next year's hearings as...
2010 hearings?
Yeah.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Okay.
We got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve next year's scheduled date, 2010.
The agenda, okay.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Susan, thank you for getting all that Sierra stuff straightened out.
Yeah, we appreciate that, all that extra work that was done. That was most helpful.
You're welcome. Mr. Mills, you asked about Friel Lighthouse Mobile Home Park.
I did?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad you did, because it's been sitting in the closed files and it's been left open for a survey since 2007.
Okay, White House has not yet produced...
Lighthouse. This is down.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I got in contact with him today and he doesn't want to go through with it. So I have to, it's on for the next agenda for you to deny.
Okay, that's one of the ones that are tabled?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You asked me about another one, but that one was approved and done. But I forget the name of that one now.
Well, I've got
one.
I got one from Swan Keys Ferguson. That was open for a survey.
I think that was it. It was okay.
That's done.
I'm going to have data processing run me a sheet of what's deferred, so I...
Okay, so the other one was White Avenue?
I'm trying to remember. It's on.
It's open and we need pictures.
Where's that?
White Avenue. It was open and we needed pictures, or maybe that was a meeting I missed. It was back in June.
What was the number on it?
What was the case number?
10-448.
Clifton
Butts. Clifton Butts.
Butts.
That was approved. That was a trailer.
That was approved.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that means we have two open.
All righty then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No further business. We're open for adjournment.
So moved.
Second?